What do you want? What's the benefit here for Jason to get these next 9+ weeks to practice?
Jason Spriggs? Yeah. Well, it's a big benefit. You know, obviously, he's coming off the IR in the chance to get back at it. So, I mean, I think it's obvious what we went through with at the tackle position, and so it'd be great to get him back out there at some point.
Just as far as a young guy meeting the reps, though, this is a, I mean, regardless of whether he plays on offense or not, this is a pretty big.
Is that the story you're writing? I mean,
well, I mean, I would think it'd be an important thing for a second year guy to get.
No, absolutely. No, I agree with everything you're saying. Yeah, it's real important where he's at in his progression. I mean, you never want to see a guy get injured, but going into that second year and having some opportunities in preseason, and it was an unfortunate injury, an awkward injury against Seattle. So, he lost some time, and we need to get back on the development path that you look for those second-year guys to, take to the jump. He had a really good offseason coming into training camp, too. So, yeah, it'll be great to get him back out there.
Mike, is Martellus' shoulder injury, is that something that just popped up, or have you been dealing with that for a while?
Martellus' injury is, something that I discussed with Marty after practice Tuesday. Talked to him again Wednesday, so he's going through the evaluation process right now. Still gathering information on his shoulder. He will not practice today.
Yep. Like, it's been a couple weeks since Ahmad Brooks has been able to practice. Is his back a significant concern?
Well, the report yesterday was positive. I'm not sure what exactly we're going to get, how far we're going to get today. I know he will start with the rehab group, and hopefully he will progress into the practice phase. So we'll see how that goes.
What kind of involvement do you want with Aaron on the sidelines Monday night?
Well, just normal involvement. I mean, he's always going to be into the game. He'll be communicating with the quarterback group. I mean, he's obviously can communicate with the coaches.
Mike, when you did your assessments during the bye week, do you guys do much on injuries, or do you do all of that at the end of the year?
No, we did an in-depth study on injuries, yes.
Was there anything that popped up that caused you to change anything?
Well, I mean, the obvious is, you have a much better record when you're not injured as much. That's the first thing that jumps out. If you look at just the last 4 years, after seven games, I think it was 2014, we were 6-1, and that was clearly our lowest numbers. So I think that's stating the obvious. But you look at the injuries, the type of injuries. Pepper Burris has always talked about there's usually an injury of the year. Our ankle injuries are very high this year. So, you look at those, and it really just makes you go back through the process a little deeper. Anytime a player's injured, there's obviously communication immediately after the injury. The film's evaluated, everything leading up to that. So, a lot goes into it. So you're always evaluating that. That's not just a bye week, process. But, we did the full report and the full study during the bye week.
Hey, Mike, I know with Brett Hundley, there's the football part of it and preparing to play, mm-hmm. but how has he handled everything else that comes with, being now the starting quarterback, all the other demands?
I think that's one of your best questions, Rob. Just want to compliment you there. You don't get to do that very often, so I just take advantage of it. But, no, I think he's handled well. I mean, he's just, he's a steady person. I'm just kidding now, right? You know how things can get misinterpreted, because of my sense of humor. But his personality, I think, is built for this. I mean, he's been real steady. I haven't seen any changes or he's spending a lot of extra time here, is what you would expect. I think Alex Van Pelt's doing an outstanding job in the preparation phase. And, we had he went through the normal film study with his teammates, post-practice, and then he came upstairs, and Alex, David Rye, and Brett Halley and I went back through the practice again and started, working through the call sheet. So there's a lot of extra time that's going into that. But, outside of the football part of it, I think his personality is fit for this. It's, he's a football player. He's a quarterback. He's played quarterback his whole life. So I don't think it's too big for him at all.
Like Tabor Pepper popped up on the injury report yesterday. Is there any chance that he won't be available this weekend, or is that minor?
Well, he won't practice today. I know that. So, you know, we're concerned about it. So, we're moving forward. But yeah, it was an unfortunate injury yesterday at practice.
So, does Richard Rodgers start taking snaps again?
Well, we'll see. We're kind of still going through the evaluation, you know, part of it. But, you know, definitely Richard will work there.
Mike, this Agnew, their punt returner, how big of a weapon is he? I think he's taken a couple back.
I think there's, you know, statistics and speak for themselves. And if you watch the video, it definitely falls right in line. So, you know, we're talking about winter football. The return game is going to come to the forefront here as an emphasis on special teams because the opportunities are going to go up. So we've been covering very well on the punts, and that's a big challenge for us. But also, we want to get our return game going too. So hopefully we'll get some opportunities on kickoff and get some opportunities in the punt return game.
Maybe I'm wrong on this, but it seems like teams are playing with more safeties. I know you guys have over the last year or so. What do you think that position has maybe taken on more importance?
I think the safety position has become a primary position on defense in the National Football League, really with the rule changes, the matchup stress points that are going on, particularly probably the last 5 years. I think schematically the stress of athletes in space has gone way up. The rule changes have heightened the, and this is all my opinion, the opportunity to create, you know, more big play opportunities with space plays, you know, receivers running across the middle freely and things like that. So we're very fortunate that our safety group is extremely deep, and a number of those guys are multiple position players, and it's very important to have those guys. You know, Morgan Burnett, I think, is the example that I always look for. You know, there's times where he's played four positions on our defense, and pass rushers, corners, and safeties. You know, I mean, these guys that play multiple positions are so valuable to your defense.
Like for guys like Kevin King and Josh Jones that have played a lot of snaps so far, what have you guys learned as a program over the years about sort of preventing the proverbial rookie wall in the final third of the season, since they haven't played a season this long in their careers before?
Well, yeah, I mean, we have a lot of history doing it. I mean, we've been doing it for 12 years now, so I mean, we've been, you know, a young football team all 12 years. So there's definitely things you look for. You know, there's outliers that can pop up. So there's definitely an awareness of it. There's an education process too. Frankly, I think it's easier today not to hit it than it was probably, probably 5, 6, 7 years. I think our schedule and the advancement in nutrition and just all the education, the schedule change, the rest of recovery, implementation there. So I think there's other components of the program and how these guys are going through it. They have a better chance of not hitting that wall that you look for. So, but you know, I think it's like anything in this business, you know, it's specific to the individual too. So you can't lose sight of that.
I'm seeing Blake's piling up a lot of tackles, but just how important of the play of Kenny and Mike up front, the other guys up front, in making that happen?
Well, that's football. I mean, you can't do it by yourself. I mean, it's something I talked about in the team meeting today. You know, we have some outstanding individual performances going on over 7 games, but, you know, our unit statistics and production performance is not what it can be. So it's not only what can you do for yourself, but what are you doing to make the guy next to you better? So that's the real stuff. You know, when you talk about performance, it's not what's on your stat sheet. It really starts with the, you know, the run defense, you know, then the individual tackles. And then, so, you know, how can we make each other better? And D-linemen make linebackers better. So when Blake's able to run and have free access and shoot gaps and things like that, it, you know, a big credit goes to those guys up front.